Because there has been so much time when you could be with yourself and shall we say, relatively uninterrupted by many of the toils and tribulations of the world. So you have been with you, and you have probably returned to a state of sensitivity, which is perfectly logical, considering what is going on in the world. And so what are we to do with all of this? Because the world itself is beginning to awaken, and with that awakening comes not only the things that we enjoy, but the things that we do not enjoy. And so now we want to be able to respond, but to respond while still caring for that part of ourselves that we found in the slowness and the silence. So what we are speaking about here is what you would call gradual re-entry. We are sure you have already felt that. But if we allow ourselves to continue to know who we are, even as we re-enter a world that is beginning to speed up again, as it did before, then we are going to be different in the world that is coming, the world that is being created now. And why is that? Because you often do not realize how much of yourself and your own sensitivity that you sacrifice in order to deal with the world. It has been a situation of either or. You are either in tune with yourself, know what you need, know what is true for you, know what you need to do, or you take care of the business of the world. The two have not in the past seemed to go together. But now, given the time that we have, we cannot totally turn over who we are and what we feel and what we need. That is not acceptable any longer. But still, there is the world to deal with. So you are having an interesting, shall we say, integration challenge. Because when I come to the parts of the world that are difficult for me, how can I continue to be with myself and in a way make some separation from the problem that needs to be solved? Still solve the problem, but to some degree separate the part of me that is me and cares for me. And what we are looking for is this blend, dealing with the world, but not stopping dealing with ourselves. And therein lies the challenge of your future, because even in the times of upset or aggravation, you want to still be there with you. So you are having a human experience of aggravation and a human experience of self-love. But we want to work on blending them so that we are having them all together. This is going to make a very large difference in the energy that you give to the world, and actually in the energy that you give to yourself. The ability to do this will take away much of your fear. When you look at something in the world that may have frightened you before, if you decide not to be frightened, but you look at it and say, where is the step I can take that is the right step for me and my path? Where is that step? And how am I? And so those things do not separate anymore and take away all of our power and all of our energy. Now we must be dealing with these both in a human way, but in a more integrated way. So Keeping this in mind, let us begin to breathe together. And where the breath goes, know that healing goes. Feel a cleansing energy from the earth come up and into your root center. And let the cleansing energy wash away any fear of creating a new life in this balanced way. Feel it washed out of your body and out of your consciousness. Know that your knowledge about what you wish to create will balance you, bring you to your center, and make you strong. Feel the cleansing energy come up into the second center and wash away judgment and shame and all the patterns that might connect to those things. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And as you allow the emotions to leave your body because they are no longer needed, know that you are making a place for the emotions you want to feel, the joy, the compassion, the knowledge, the joy of knowledge. Let all of that come into that center. And let the cleansing energy come up into your heart and let it water and nourish your heart so that your heart is growing and beautiful and full of the things that you have planted there. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your throat and let it begin to displace all of the talk that is against you in any way or judging you. Let all of that be washed outside of your body, outside of your field, so that now there is room for talk of love, talk of wisdom, talk of abundance, talk of creativity. Let those things return. And feel the energy, the cleansing energy, flow up through your body and into the third eye, and let it wash your third eye so that you are able to intuit and to do that easily, and let that power return to you without fear, without doubt. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and out through your crown. Let the crown open widely. And feel the golden light of the universe fill your body, fill your thoughts, touch your chakras, take away your burden across your shoulders, down your back. Let all of that go. And feel yourself golden. Let your energy begin to move up very lightly through your body, bathed in that golden light. And move up, leave through the crown, move into the night sky. And feel eternity all around you, and know that you are a part of it. Now in the sky, see that your path appears. Step onto your path and let it move you upward with no effort and no strain. Let it take you to a place where gates open and you are walking in a place prepared for you, that even the air you breathe has healing in it, has filling in it. And move up to the place where your teacher waits for you. Spend this time with your teacher. Now see that your teacher has a gift for you. Thank the teacher for being with you. And begin to come back down the path again. Breathe in all that is good for you, all that fills you. And enriches you. Come down to the night sky. Feel the coolness of it. And find your way to the room again. And as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.